Time now for our latest installment of Radio Boston's Zip Code Stories.
Radio Boston and The Drum, Boston's audio literary magazine, have teamed up to ask you to write short fiction or nonfiction about your neighborhoods. And joining me now is Henriette Lazaridis Power, editor of The Drum and co-creator of Zip Code Stories. Great to see you, Henriette.
Good to see you too, Anthony.
So remind us which zip codes we focused on this time around.
This time we did 01930, which is Gloucester, 02301 in Brockton, 02131 from Roslindale, and Wellesley's 02482.
All right. And we received some great submissions from all four zip codes. What stuck in your mind, Henriette?
Well, we had a lot of really good ones from Gloucester. In particular, Damon Cummings, who had a very nice piece about a dory rowing trip in Gloucester. And Candace Ryan wrote a lovely piece about her great-grandfather's house in Roslindale and painted a very nice, evocative picture of a house that meant a lot to her.
All great stories, and we appreciated every single submission, but there has to be a winner. Henriette, who is it this time?
This time it was Lisa Rogers, who is a school librarian from Wellesley, who wrote Off the Map, which is this wonderful piece about her favorite place in Wellesley, which is Morse's Pond.
And Lisa Rogers joins us with her stories, and welcome to Radio Boston. Lisa, great to have you in.
Thanks for having me.
It is a lovely story. Tell us a little bit about Morse's Pond in Wellesley. Where is it located?
Morse's Pond is 100 beautiful acres on the Wellesley-Natick line, just south of Route 9 and north of Wellesley College. And it really feels like a place apart from the world, but with a very warm community.
Especially in this season, right, when folks come out and skate on it?
Especially in this season.
Well, that's great. So why don't you read your story for us?
Off the Map. A sharp, cold morning with a riotous pink and orange sky abruptly wakens the far western edge of 02482. Morse's Pond icy surface blings back, and I reach for my skating tights and fleece pants, hoping I won't wake the dog. Once he's up, I'll never get out. Come back! Come back! Come back! He'll plead, his howls diffusing in the thin air. Down a steep hillside, evergreens ring the bowl of the pond. Swans patrol the open water. The ice is smooth and fast, like a just-paved road. Morse's Pond, western rim, holds only a slice of Wellesley. Unless traveling by water, you must pass through Natick to reach the rest of town. An acquaintance calls our neighborhood Leftover Natick, which I think is meant as an insult, but I don't see it that way. The spot, once known as Morse's Pond Grove, is short on Swellesley's yummy mummies, triple garages, soaring great rooms, and finicky lawns, and long on folk who are outdoors more than in. It's a place where, depending on the season, you can keep your kayak on your neighbor's dock, join an impromptu barbecue, meet in the middle of the pond to dive off a float or admire the moon. My neighbor Pete glides on Nordic skates, a Hans Brinker-like figure taking perfect strides. Dave tests his ice boat. Carol clears snow. The kids play ice hockey or skate from house to house. A calm, friendship, and goodwill happily characterize our precious bit of earth, sky, and water. It's hard to leave it. Perfect in summer, irresistible in winter. But when the world beckons, we head past the pond, crossing zip codes as if we were going into another country. Our tasks completed, we turn toward home, move beyond Wellesley College's Gothic towers, and glimpse the water winking.
That's Lisa Rogers reading her story Off the Map. She's the winner of our latest zip code stories. Lisa Rogers, very nice.
Thank you.
So what I loved about it is just the way you depicted this sense of community around this pond.
It really is what makes it special. I'm not sure I loved the neighborhood as much before I got to know our neighbors and felt a part of things.
Henriette, what did you like about this story?
What I liked was that we had a zip code story that played with the notion of zip codes itself and found this place that was sort of transcendent of all the zip codes around it. And I think there's something really unique about ponds and skating and the wintertime and ice and the way they can unify communities.
You know, I agree with that. It's funny. The three of us were just talking about this before we started recording, and everyone had sort of a story about skating at some point in their life in some place. So it's a nice idea. Lisa, you refer to your piece of Wellesley as leftover Natick. You moved to Wellesley in 1995, and I understand you were worried at first, right, about going there?
I was a little intimidated by moving into an upscale community. I lived in Natick. I felt very comfortable there. There was a wonderful mix of ages in our neighborhood. But I found the same thing, really, in our little spot.
Well, that's great. So, Lisa, I understand you're a school librarian at the elementary school in Wellesley. Do you do a lot of writing?
I do writing on my own. I write a blog that is from my dog's perspective, and he's very funny, I think.
I'm sure he is. Everyone's dogs are funny. That's Lisa Rogers, our latest winner of Zip Code Stories, and you can read her story and hear it online at radioboston.org. And Henriette, let me turn back to you. For the next round of Zip Code Stories, we're shaking things up a bit. What's the plan?
For this round, rather than pick four specific zip codes, we're asking people to write about places that are important to them, no matter what the zip code. So send us your 500-word story about a place that you know about, fiction or nonfiction, something you care about. And the deadline is March 15th at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
There it is. Zip Code Stories breaking wide open to everyone out there. Let's hear them. Henriette Lazaretis-Power, editor of The Drum and co-creator of Zip Code Stories, thanks so much to you.
You're welcome.
And if you're looking for something fun to do later this week, check out Zip Code Stories Live this coming Thursday evening at 6 at Think Tank in Cambridge. Henriette and I will be co-hosting the event. We'll be serving beer, wine, and appetizers, and you can hear original Zip Code Stories from several local writers. We'll also have an open mic at the end where you can read your own 500-word story about your neighborhood. You can find out how to get tickets and more information at radioboston.org.
That's it for today. Tomorrow on the show, David Isay, producer of StoryCorps, joins us just in time for Valentine's Day to talk about his latest book, full of stories of love. It's called All There Is. That's tomorrow.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.